Let's begin with a moment of prayer.
让我们以祷告开始。
Jesus, I thank you that you have called us to this moment. We thank you that you are with us. And I pray for your Holy Spirit to do a work in all of our hearts today. In the great name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
I'll point it over here. Is it going to work? Uh-oh. Go ahead. Does anyone recognize this? I know a few of you will.
你们是不是看得出来？可能有些人能。
Do you know what that is?
是不是这个是什么东西？
This is the house that we live in.
这个是我们住的房子。
Right, my family, we purchased this house about 18 months ago.
我们家买了这个房子大概是18个月以前。
Clearly it needed some work, huh?
你看看就是很明显的需要一个工作。
Let's just say we got a great deal.
我们说我们真的买得很便宜啊。
Jesus resides in the hearts of Christians.
耶稣住在我们信者的心里。
And sometimes when he moves in, it looks like this.
当他住进来的时候好像是这样的。
There is a lot of interior work.That needs to take place.
有很多内在的东西要重新修复，要改变。
Jesus lives in the heart of his people.
耶稣在他的子民心中居住。
And on the day he comes back, he's going to do an inspection.
然后他回来的时候呢，他要来检查。
We have a lot of work to do.
我们有很多的工作要做。
Let's read our passage together.
好，我们一起来读我们今天的经文。
对。Oh. There you go. Okay. Yeah. Please stand up, and we'll read it.
我们大家一起起立。
And read it in either language you prefer.
什么语言都可以。
So then, dear friends, since you're looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with Him.Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him. He writes the same way in all his letters, speaking in them in these matters. His letters contain some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort as they do the other scriptures to their own destruction. Therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on your guard,so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men and fall from your secure position, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
好，请坐。
So, Tobias, if that's not working, you could go over here and work the machine. Thank you. Tobias is my designated...Clicker.
Tobias 就是我的专职的这个按这个的。
He is priceless to me.
无价之宝。
Our passage this morning is short and simple.
我们今天早上的经文是很短很简单。
Basically, Peter gives four commands and a burst of praise.
然后彼得给了四个这个要求。
Before we get right into the commands, I want you to notice two disclaimers.
我们要讲这个要求的时候我要讲两点。
So if you see there in verse 14 and 17,
我们看这个14节和17节。
He says, since you're looking for this day, looking forward to this day of Christ,
既然你们都在盼望这个主的日子。
And then, since you already know this referring to there being deception.
这个既然你们知道就知道这个欺骗。
Peter writes to Christians.
彼得是为基督徒写的。
People who look for the return of Jesus with expectation.
就是人都在期待主耶稣的再来。
He writes to Christians who know that deception is out there.
他给这个基督徒写，因为他知道这个欺骗是在那里的。
He writes to people who do not want their faith eroded by error.
他希望他的这个这些人啊，不会因为他们的信心不会被这个错误啊所引诱。
That's important when you come to these pretty strong commands.
这个是很清楚的，所以他写了这么很强的要求。
The first command.
啊，第一个。
Be diligent.
就是要啊殷勤。
Be diligent in preparing for the inspection.
就当殷勤，要准备他的再来。
At the Bible College, we have a certain type of inspection, regular inspection.
啊，我们在圣经学校读书的时候，我们就会期待一种这个经常性的一些检查。
Can you guess what those are?
你觉得是什么呢
？Tests, right?
啊，比如说就是这个考试。
And it's so predictable, the students.
这个学生呢，他就能够预见这些。
Every test day, all the students have such great faith.
在这个考试的那一天，他们都每个学生都有很强的信心。
Mr. Grafton, please pray for us.
他们就说，哎呀，格丹劳先生啊，为我祷告吧。
And they say, oh, we're going to leave the results into God's hands.
或者他们说，我们就把这个结果放在神的手上。
Again, predictably, these are the students who did not study for the test, right?
如果说你可以，所以说你可以预见，就是这些不预期预事先不学习的这学生呢
，They proclaim a faith.
他们虽然说有信心
，But when God says turn off the Netflix and study, they don't do it.
然后神说你要去学习，他们不做。
We want a faith that is diligent.
我们要一个殷勤的一个这个信心。
We don't want the faith that does nothing.
我们不需要一个那个不做什么都不做的那种信心。
Sometimes people misinterpret Paul's writings.
有时候呢，人们会误解保罗所写的。
Because Paul is all about by faith.
因为保罗老是说就是信心靠信心。
And then we misinterpret to say that God is just going to take care of everything for us.
好像我们就误解成那么神就会什么事情他都来管理。
We just sit back and watch Netflix and test day comes.
我们就是坐下来就等了，然后等到来考试。
Now certainly God has a significant part, of course, in our salvation. He has every part in that.
当然了，在这个救恩上，神做了所有的事情。
And of course, he has a part in our sanctification.
但是在我们成圣的方面呢，他也做了事。
But we have work to do.
但是我们有要做的工作。
And Paul says he beats his body into submission.
保罗说啊，他说我要叫己身服我。
And he encourages us to train, exercise, in regards to godliness.
他就说要自己要操练自己，然后来做到虔诚。
Faith is trusting God enough to diligently do what we're supposed to do.
这个信心就是说，你相信神到一个地步啊，你就是殷勤的来做神的工。
And here, Peter calls the people to diligently get ready for the inspection.
所以说呢，彼得就说你要当殷勤。
Be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him.
要自己没有沾污，无可指责，只在安然见主。
So when Jesus comes back and he inspects our heart, we want it to be spotless.
所以说耶稣再来的时候，我们真的是想没有玷污。
A good homeowner will keep his house spotless, right?
但是就是一个这个好房主啊，他让他的房子啊真的是保持得很好。
You patch all the holes.
有洞的时候就补上。
You paint.
然后有油漆啊。
And you clean up after yourself.
然后呢，你就每次都打扫得很干净啊。
And you do this before serious issues develop.
你这样的时候呢，小的事情不会变成很严重的事情。
I know in our house we have a couple rotten spots of wood.
我就知道在我的家里呢，就有些这个木头的是朽坏了。
Some on our deck and some on the siding outside.
有些是在这个露台上，有些是在这个外面的围墙上。
And I'm sure that when I'm fixing these, more are rotting on the other side of the house.
我知道我要。把这些修了呢，其他地方呢也会这个有毁坏的修坏的东西。
We have constant maintenance to do.
我们是老经常要维修。
We live in a fallen world.
我们是居住在一个堕落的世界里。
And everything is naturally decaying.
所有的事情都自然的在衰败。
Inside the home?
在这个房子里面呢?
Outside the home?
在房子外面呢?
Our lives outside?
我们的这个外生心外的生活呢?
Our hearts inside?
我们的内在的心呢?
Here are a few common trouble spots within the heart.
这个呢有一个就是我们心里有一个共同的一个问题。
A little corruption to bring in a little more money.
我们稍稍毁坏一点但是可以带到更多的金钱。
A little corruption of holiness for the sake of entertainment.
我们稍稍在这个金钱上损失一点但是我们的这个享受就多一点。
We say, oh, it's funny, it doesn't mean anything.
哦那个很好笑根本不在乎什么。
A little bit of corruption when it comes to honesty.
或者说我们就是这个在诚实上来稍微损失一点。
Because we want a few more friends.
我们就可以赢得更多的朋友。
We want to be found spotless.
但是我们要毫无玷污。
And we want to be found blameless.
我们要毫无指摘。
Have you all taken the time to look at the AA 12 steps?
你们有没有时间去看看那个就是戒酒的这个十二个步骤？
These are the ones that are upstairs.
这个就是在这个楼下的这个十二个步骤。
I couldn't fit them all on there, so I brought English here.
所以我不能弄出来，所以说我就把这个英文版的拿过来看。花一点时间把它读一下，然后这上面有中文的。
看得见吗？我要不要我来读一段？
Let me read it. Sure, yeah, yeah.
第一步，我们承认在对付酒瘾上，我们自己已经无能无力，我们的生活已经搞得不可收拾。第二步，要相信有一个比我们自身更强大的力量，这力量能使我们恢复神志清醒和健康。第三步，做出一个决定，把我们的意志和我们的生活托付给我们所认识的上苍。第四步，做一次彻底和无畏惧的自我品德上的检查。第五步，向上苍问自己，向他人承认自己的错误的本质。第六步，要完全准备好让上苍除去自己一切人格上的缺点。第七步，谦逊的祈求上苍除去我们的缺点。第八步，列出一份所有我们所伤害过人的名单，并使自己甘愿对这些人做出补偿。第九步，在不伤害他们的前提下，尽可能直接向曾经受到我们伤害的人士当面认错。第十步，经常自我检查，若有错失要迅速承认。第十一步，透过祈祷与默想，尊敬我们与所认识的上苍，有自觉性的接触。祈祷中只求认识对我们旨意，并祈求有力量去奉行旨意。第十二步，实行这些步骤的结果是我们拥有一个精神上的觉醒，我们设法把这些信息带给别的酒徒，并在我们的一切日常生活中实践这些原则。他没有用神的这个字，他用上苍。
These are not just for alcoholics.
这个不是只是为喝酒的人。
These are so practical for all sinners.
这个是对所有的罪人都有实践意义的。
Unfortunately, as Christians, we often stop at step three.
很不幸的是，我们基督徒他就在第三步就停下来了。
Go ahead, Tobias. Okay, I can't read the Chinese, so I don't know if it's right.
我读不了中文。
Good. Right, we tend to stop at step three, where we confess that Jesus is God.
我们就是停在第三步了。我们就说，哎呀，耶稣是神啊。
We make a decision to turn our lives over to Him.
我们把我们的这个生命交给他了。
And then that's it.
然后就完了。
Consider steps four and five.
然后呢你看看第四步和第五步呢。
Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves.
你看做一次彻底和无畏的反省品德上的反省。
Admitted to God, ourselves,and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs.
向上苍一样向上帝向别人向自己承认自己罪恶的本性。
If that didn't sound hard enough, look at step eight.
如果这个还不觉得严重的话，我们看看第八步呢。
Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them.
所以说是第八步是列出一切所有我们所伤害过人的名单，并自己使自己甘愿对这些人做出补偿。
And step nine?
第九步呢？
Actually taking steps to make amends.
然后第九步就说你去做啊。
Sometimes we like to think that when we get to heaven, there will be an accounting.
啊，我们有时候想到我们到天上的时候，我们会有一个
accounting, a reckoning.
Oh, okay.
Judgment.
啊，就是会数算你的东西了。
And God will say, look at all this bad stuff you did.
然后就神说，哎呀，你看你做了坏的东西。
Oh, but look at all this good stuff you did.
啊，然后呢，你做了好的。
Ah, perfect.
完美。
Now.Consider how this, it doesn't work like that.
但不是，其实不是这样的。
So if I steal John's Bible here,
啊，我就把这个约翰的圣经拿过去。
A real holy thing to do.
然后呢，这个很多有这个圣洁的事情要做。
And then I said, you know what, Calvin, I feel so guilty because I stole from John.
然后我就跟他们说，哎呀，我觉得很不好啊，我。
You could have this pencil.
然后呢你可以把这个笔拿过去。
It doesn't work like that.
但不能不是这样的。
You have to make amends to the person that you wrong.
然后你还对你得罪的人你要道歉啊。
That's righteousness.
这个就是公义。
Being right with one another.
这个和彼此和好。
So what's on your list?
你们清单上是写了些什么呢
？Who are on your list？
谁在你的这个清单上呢
？What about the people in high school？
这个高中的那些同学呢？是不是高中那些同学
？Folks in college？
是不是那大学的同学
？Coworkers？
是不是工作上的那些同事
？Your spouses？
是不是你的配偶？
This is a simple way of taking inventory of yourself.
这个就是你自己一次对你的思想上的一个总的反省。
This is what needs to take place.
这个就是要在你里面要发生的一件事情。
Because there's going to be an inspection of your heart.
因为最终有一次彻底的来检查你的心。
Is this easy?
这个容不容易啊？
No, this sucks.
不容易啊。
It's humiliating.
这个是让你感到很这个害羞。
And it's exactly what we need.
这个就是我们所需要的。
And I hope that your heart doesn't need the same level of repairs as mine does.
我希望你的心不像我这样这么糟糕。
Does anyone have anything against you?
有没有人反对你？反对你什么？
Can anyone rightly accuse you of doing wrong?
有没有人真正的正确的说你做了某些错事？
You know, I'm pretty sure Floria is tired of me in this.
我相信我的太太 Floria 就是对我这方面都已经不能忍受了。
I'm impulsive and I do some dumb things.
我经常做一些错事情，蠢事。
But as soon as I realize she brings it to my attention so gracefully,
当我一下她给我很这个友善的给我提出来，我一下就意识到的时候
，I immediately, oh, you're right. I'm so sorry.
我就说你说的对啊，我真的很对不起啊。
And I think sometimes she kind of wants to be mad for a little bit longer.
有时候我觉得她希望那个再发怒长一点啊，长一点，生气生长一点。
But usually I know exactly you're totally right. I screwed up. Let's move on.
我就知道，哎呀，我真的是错了，我真的知道，然后我们继续前进吧。
I deal with my blame very quickly.
然后呢，我把我的这个过分呢一下就对付了。
And I make an effort toward toward peace very specifically.
但是 我就是努力的让我这个和好。
Peter calls Christians to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace.
所以说彼得就说我们要没有沾污无可指摘安然建筑。
And he's not real clear with the grammar.
这个呢他不是很这个在语法上他不是很清楚。
Tobias, can you skip it forward? Let's see. Oh, nope, it's not up there. Go ahead and go back. One more. Or a bunch more. Until, so we could see the verse. Okay, because he says, be at peace. Be at peace with him. Oh, forward one. One more. There you go. Right, it says, be at peace with him. It's not real clear.
安然建筑.
It's not real clear. This translation takes the liberty and says, it's absolutely with God.
这个应该就是完全和神平安在一起的安然建筑。
But it's actually, it's not that clear. It could be at peace with others or at peace with God.
Oh, with him. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
他说他是安然和那个人，但是那个 him 就是他就是就是主。
All that to say, it doesn't really matter.
这个没什么关系。
Because if you're not at peace with other people, you're not going to be at peace with God.
所以说不那个 him 啊，就是安然见谁，没如果你和人不好，你见神也不能安然见神。
Both are required upon inspection.
这两者都需要人家都要来神都要来检查的。
The most convicting verse in the entire Bible is Romans 12:18.
那么最让人折服的一个经文就是罗马书十。12:18.
It says,
他这样讲,
if it is possible, whenever it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
好,我找一找啊, make sure it's correct. Okay, 18节, 若是能行,总要尽力与人和睦。
As far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
你能够尽你的完全的能力和众人和睦。
Being at peace requires us to humble ourselves and confess our wrongs.
这个要和人和睦的话，你第一，你要就是要承认自己的错。
It requires us to diligently go and make things right. Give his Bible back.
然后呢，就是承认错，然后就向人承认自己错，然后向人认罪，然后就像我偷了圣经一样，我把它还给去还回去。
We're after peace.
我们是追求这个平安的。
I hope that you're familiar with the famous quote.
我希望你们这很熟悉一个很重要的一个谚语吧。
There is no pillow so soft as a clear conscience.
没有一个良心可以像枕头那样。温柔啊。
Do you sleep well at night when you consider your relationships with other people and with God?
当你在晚上睡觉的时候，你想到你和神和别人的关系的时候呢，你是不是有平安？
What a great blessing that is.
如果有的话，你真的是受祝福的。
Make your peace with God and with others.
所以说，和人和神和睦。
We have no idea.When the inspection will happen.
我们不知道神什么时候来检查。
The second command from Peter.
第二个这个彼得的第二个命令。
He says, keep it in mind, regard or consider that God's patience is salvation.
他说，并且要我以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由。
And of course, this is in opposition or opposite of what the false teachers were saying.
这个就是和这个假教师讲的完全相反。
The false teachers were saying, oh, God doesn't care, he doesn't exist.
所以假教师就说，哎呀，神本身就不操这个心，说不定神还不存在呢。
But that's not Peter's point.
这个但是彼得的要点不是这样的。
We saw last week that worldview is based on incomplete data.
我们知道世界观是建立在一些不完整的这个数据上的。
It's a faulty worldview.
这个就是一个这个败坏的世界。
And this is only one of many distortions of the truth.
这个就是一扭曲真理的一个其中的一种形式。
Right, Peter here says they're messing all kinds of scriptures up.
所以说他说这些人都真的是把这个圣经上都曲解了。
And in contrast to this, Peter says, make the most of the time that you have.
然后彼得这样说啊，你们真的是要好好利用你的时间。
God's patience means that there is more time to get ready for the inspection.
神的这个忍耐呢，就让你有更好、更多的时间来准备他的这个检查。
More time to clean up.
然后呢，有更多的时间来打扫。
More time to make things right with one another.
然后呢，有更多的时间和人和睦。
More time for deliverance and more time for salvation.
然后呢，有更多的时间来解救出来，有更多的时间来讲救恩。
Consider this analogy.
啊，我们想一想这一个这个比喻。
Say two of my kids.
然后呢，我就对我两个孩子说啊。
We'll be nice, and we'll just say the younger two because it can't be either one of them.
我就说就是好像两个年轻的一点的。
We'll say Haste and Max.
Haste 和 Max.
Side note here.
这有一些这些要注意这一点啊。
Do you know where the names Haste and Max come from?
你知道吗？Haste 和 Max 这个名字是怎么来的呢？
Read Romans 3:24-28 right in there.
然后读罗马书第三章 24-28.
Yeah.
24-28节。
Max, his middle name is Justice.
然后 Max 的这个中间那个名字就是这个公义，或者审判。
God is so passionate about justice that he took the punishment on himself.
所以神呢对这个公义审判啊 是真的太仁慈了，他把这个公义审判放在他自己身上。
So that's Max. What about Haste then?
然后这个就是这个 Max， 他是公义的意思。然后好，这个 Haste 它就是快的意思。
Hurry up，
迅速。
Hurry up, Jesus, and come.
耶稣啊，快来。
So pretend that I go away and I leave Haste and Max to mop the floors.
然后我要走了，我就让他们两个人啊来清扫这个地板。
And I tell them, okay, you have this side of the room, you have that side of the room.
一个人扫这一边，一个人扫那一边。
If you do a good job when I come home, you'll get a donut.
然后你这个你如果你做得好了回来的话，我就给你甜饼圈。
In haste, like his name, he hurries.
然后 haste 呢就快呢，孩子这个快的名字这个他就赶快去了。
He scrubs and scrubs. He does a great job.
他就擦擦做得很好。
Right. And then Max, I got plenty of time.
这个 Max 就说，哎呀，我时间还多得很呢。
Starts playing video games.
然后就玩游戏。
Watching YouTube videos.
然后看这个优酷。
Laughing at his brother, you look silly.
就是这个跟他弟兄开玩笑，你太笨了。
Hayes says, "Man, I think I'm done."
然后呢，就说 Hayes 就说快就说我做了，做完了。
And he waits.
然后他就在等啊。
And he's getting a little antsy. I wonder when Dad's coming home.
然后他就有点不还不耐烦，说什么时候爸爸才回来呀？
And he starts looking around. Oh man, I missed the spot.
他这一看，还有个地方我没打扫。
So he gets in and scrubs there. Okay, okay, okay.
然后他赶快去擦擦擦。哎，好了。
Max is still laughing at him.
然后呢 ，Max 也还在笑，嘲笑他。
Rolling around in a muddy floor.
然后在这个脏的地方上还打滚呢。
And I come home.
然后我回来了。
Well, of course, we know who's going to get the donut, right?
我马上就知道谁可以得那个甜饼圈了。
But think about Haste's perspective.
你想一想，这个快他是期待的什么呢？
Oh, thank God for waiting. I there was a couple of spots I just wanted to take care of.
他说好，感谢神啊，神还等呢。所以说那几个脏的地方我没看见了，我马上就做了，补过来了。
Had a heart to please me and to do right.
他呢就想我让我高兴，所以说做得很好。
Max, on the other hand,
然后呢，这个 Max 呢，怎么样呢？
Let me be clear here.
然后呢，我要很清楚啊。
Both are still my children.
他们两个都是我的孩子。
Right?
是不是啊?
This isn't a matter of whose child it is.
这个不是说这个谁的孩子的问题。
This is a matter of rewards.
这个是奖赏的问题。
Every man and woman will give an account of their heart to God.
每一个男的一个女每个女的都要在神面前交他心里的账。
Those in Christ,
在耶稣基督里的人
they will be shown mercy.
他们会得到
这个
怜悯。
They are the children of God.
因为他们是神的儿女。
One might get a donut, one might not.
有一个人做了，有个人没有做。
Those in Christ are shown mercy.
所以说在耶稣基督里人会蒙怜悯。
And more importantly, those in Christ are empowered to clean up their hearts.
在基督耶稣基督里的人，他是得到了神的能力，可以完成这些工作的。
We're empowered to make those interior improvements on our hearts.
所以说我们是得到神的能力，可以把我们内在改进的、改变的。
Without Christ,
没有基督的话
，there's no hope，
就没有希望。
There's no power。
没有能力
and there's no future with Christ.
没有盼望
You do not have to pass an inspection to become a child of God.
你因为你在过去你没有想成为神的孩子
You go to God in Christ for help for the inspection.
然后呢你去在神的面前呢要求在这个检查的时候要他帮忙
That's grace.
这个就是恩典。
The third command.
第三个这个命令。
Watch out for error.
他说就是要看，要看别人，看这些错。
Right. Watch out for error.
就是错误，注意错误的教导。
I'm sorry, John. I'm probably messing you up there. I saw a great demonstration of guarding oneself yesterday at the men's breakfast.
啊，我昨天呢看见了一个很好的一个例子。
One brother was on guard against the playful temptation of another.
啊，就是昨天那个弟兄会的早餐，一个人呢，一个弟兄呢就故意的去引诱一个另外一个弟兄。
Marvin.
老马。
How many times did you say no to that donut?
你对这个甜麦片说了多少次不啊
？How many times did you say no to the donut?
你是对拒绝不甜麦片说了多少次
？At least 27.
27次。
You know what? He stayed strong.
他呢真的是站得很稳。
Marvin held firm to the truth.
老马呢他真的是掌握真理啊。
He knew that if that donut didn't kill him, Linda would.
他知道这个甜麦片不杀他的话 Linda 要杀他的。
Temptation was no big deal.
哦不要说这个引诱不是什么问题。
He was guarded against it.
但他老马呢还真的是站定的稳。
That's what this is.
这个就是我们要说的。
Error comes in many forms.
这个错误的教导是有很多方式来的。
Sometimes it's playful and no big deal, like a donut.
啊，有时候呢，就是好像是很玩玩一样，好像啊，不是什么大问题了。
Right? One little donut, it won't hurt. I'll even split it with you.
啊，一点点甜麦片有什么关系了？啊，我还可以分一点给你啊。
But what about when the temptation is just a little bit of a lie?
或者说那个引诱就是说，哎，你只是说一点点小谎。
What if I just kind of round down a little on my taxes?
或者是我就是，这个把这个水平降低一点啊，这个标准降低一点。
What about the error when it says I cannot possibly forgive that person for what they have done?
或者说就是说这个，也就是说我真的是不能完全。积极的饶恕 这个事情。
Stay strong and don't apologize. Save face.
哦，不要向那个人道歉，你要要你的面子。
Error comes in so many forms.
所以说这个错误的教导是很多方式来的。
Watch out for them.
你真的要警惕。
Watch out for them like you watch out for other deceptions.
就是你要警醒，就好像你看其他警醒其他东西一样。
Think about the diligence that you take in guarding your property.
你想一想，你好像是你这个把你警醒，你保护你的这个领地。
Right. Say you walk into your bathroom.
比如说你去这个厕所或者洗澡的地方。
And around the bottom of the toilet, you see a little bit of water there.
然后呢，你就看哦，这个盆子底下有一个水印。
You know that that's bad, so you immediately call a plumber.
所以这不行了，所以说你就给那个水管工打电话了。
And you call three to get different opinions.
你问给三个人打电话，所以说你要。不同的这个见解。
The first plumber comes in, he says, "Oh, no big deal."
第一个来了说，哦，没什么。
It'll fix itself. $50, please.
他自己就会好的，你就给我$50就行了。
The second plumber comes in.
第二个来了。
Oh, he's very friendly.
他真的是很友好啊。
He wants to be your friend.
他真的是想成为你的好朋友。
But he tells you, "I think you need a new hot water heater and a dishwasher."
我知道说你可能需要一个新的这个热水器，还要新的一个新的这个这个洗碗机啊。
$4,000, please.
就$4,000啊。
Now the third plumber comes in.
第三个来了。
And he says, "Oh, you have a bad seal. It just needs to be replaced."
没什么问题啊，就是一个这个封条啊，就是这个封条圈坏了。
How do you guard against error?
你怎么样来保护自己呢
？How do you know who to trust?
你知道谁来相信哪一个呢
I suggest three things.
我建议有三件事情。
Common sense.
第一个是这个常识。
Reputation.
然后第二个是他的名誉。
And certification.
然后他的那个什么执照。
Okay. Common sense.
这个第一个就是常识。
Don't do anything stupid.
不要做这个愚蠢的事情。
I know some of you might not understand the analogy.
我知道可能有些人不知道这个我的比喻。
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
不要这个不要冷却，不要喝冷却液。
Google Jim Jones when you get home.
然后你就去查这个Google 一下那个 Jim Jones.
Yeah. Okay.Basically, don't do anything stupid. Use your common sense.
所以说用你的常识，不要做蠢事。
Secondly, reputation.
第二个呢，就是查查他的名声。
Is the person lawless?
这个人是不是真的
lawless?
Lawless. 是不是守规矩啊
？Right? Is the person godly, upright, trustworthy?
这个人是不是真的很虔诚？这个人是不是值得信赖啊
？What is his reputation?
他的名声怎么样啊？
And then the third one.
第三个呢
Is he certified?
他是不是有这个执照啊
The Bible is the test.
圣经就是这个检测标准。
And you are responsible for making that test.
你呢是对这个检测呢要负责的。
Right? You, if you make the decision to authorize the plumber to do the work, you pay him.
如果你决定了你要这选什么样的这个水管工，你就要付费的，因为这是你的家。
Well, it's your heart.
这就是你的心。
You are responsible for the people that you listen to.
你是要对谁听谁的话，你是要负责任的。
So what are people telling you?
所以说，人会告诉你什么呢？
Perhaps you want to say, "My parents said blah 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 blah."
可能你会说，哎呀，我的父母是这样这样的讲的。
Right at the inspection.
是不是要来查呢
？You want to? Well, the plumber deceived me.
你就可以这样说，哎呀，那个水管工骗了我。
My professor told me that the Bible is full of errors.
我的这个教授说的那个圣经里面有很多错误啊。
You're responsible.
你，但是你要负责。
Don't be swindled.
Don't be swindled.
I'll make it even easier. Don't be hoodwinked. Don't be led astray. I'll make it easy.
Make it straight.
Led astray.
Led astray. Don't, 不要被这个引诱了。
The first message of this year,
我们今年的这个信息是
I talked about how to guard against error.
我是讲到要怎样来防备自己不受错误不犯错不受错误的引诱。
We talked about three R's.
我们讲了三个 R.
Recognize, reject, and replace.
然后第一个是识别，第二个是拒绝，第三个是置换。
And I brought out this big yellow toy head.
我就拿出来三个 yellow 黄的什么
？A toy head.
然后就是
A toy.
玩具头。
Okay. And we filled it with all kinds of thoughts.
我们把这些思想啊都放进去。
And then I grabbed some of the thoughts out there, and we recognized it. We tested them.
然后我们就把这些思想又拿出来，我们看看啊，识别一下。
When it was a bad thought, we rejected it and replaced it with good thoughts.
我们看见它是不好的，我们就把它不要了，然后我们就用好的来置换。
That's how we guard against error.
这个就是我们来怎样防备错误的这个教导。
We test what people tell us.
我们要试试别人说的是对不还不对。
When you are doing the hard work, inventorying your heart before the Lord,
如果说你是把新的工作你在做，你是在对内心做反省的话
，You will face a lot of hard, a lot of errors.
你可以看到很多的，你可以看到很多的错误的。
The devil will throw all sorts of deception at you.
这个敌人可以给你很多的引诱的。
False guilt.
比如说这个错误的这个控告。
Pride,
骄傲
denial,
或者是拒绝
all of these are going to have to be rejected.
这些都要我们都要把它清除掉
Otherwise, like it says, we're going to fall away.
要不然的话，我们就会堕落下去
We'll lose our rewards.
我们会失去我们的奖赏
And then finally, the fourth command.
最后一个命令。
Grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
就是要在主耶稣救恩的恩典和知识上有长进。
To grow in grace,
在这个恩典上长进的话
is to love Him.
就是爱我们的主。
Live like Him.
像他那样生活。
Serve like Him.
然后像他那样服侍。
We multiply His grace.By developing and using the gifts that He has given us,
我们用他给我们的恩典，就可以来增加他的恩典。
You want to grow in grace?
你是不是想在恩典里长进呢
？Serve.
那么就服侍。
Serve others.
服侍别人。
Are you gifted with people skills?
如果说你是很会这个交朋友的话
，Help us on the usher team.
然后呢，你就在当招待。
Are you good with music?
如果说你这个音乐上很有才干
Use those gifts for God.
然后呢你就为神来用这些才干
Are you a gifted teacher?
如果你是教导有才干
Absolutely, teach at U of O.
那么当然你在这个大学教书
But consider teaching Bible as well.
但是呢也想要在这个要教导圣经
Do you have the gift of leadership?
你是不是有领导的这个才能
Maybe you just want to develop in that area.
或者说你只是你想发展这个才能
Help organize some of our events.
那么你就来安排一些我们教会的一些事情
That's actually one of the reasons that I continue to do the Project Hope.
这个就是为什么我一直在做这个希望工程这个地区的希望工程呢
We want people to learn how to serve.
我们希望人知道怎样来服侍。
Serving is interior work.
这个服侍其实是一个内心的工作。
It teaches us humility.
它教导我们一个谦卑。
Selflessness.
无私。
And it helps us to grow in the grace of God.
这个帮助我们在恩典上长进。
Peter also says to grow in the knowledge of Jesus.
他也说在知识上长进。
And when he was talking about how to get to know Jesus, get to know about Jesus' return,
他在教导怎样认识主的再来的时候，
he pointed to the prophets and the apostles.
他就指到这个先知和使徒。
And we can easily make the connection again between Old Testament and New Testament.
然后我们就可以知道这个旧约和新约的联系。
The Bible is the authoritative guide in getting to know Jesus.
这个圣经就是我们一个权威性的，我让我们知道耶稣基督的一个权威性的著作。
So I teach my students at the Bible College 5 ways to get Bible inside of you.
我就五种方式教导学生怎样来把圣经读到你的心里去。
The first one is devotional.
第一个就是灵修。
Right, you wake up in the morning, you open up your Bible. God, what do you have for me today?
早上起来，你打开圣经，你说：“神啊，你今天要向我启示什么？”
Speak to me.
向我说话。
Okay, that's one. Two.
这个是第一个。第二个呢？
Read it in bulk.
然后呢，就是一个读整本圣经。
Right, read an entire book in one setting.
然后呢，就是定一个计划来把这整本书读完。
We even do this as a family.
我们真的是在家庭里是这样做的。
9 of us sitting around the table, ages from 2 to 60 something.
然后呢，从两岁到60多岁一起来读，九个人。
This week we read the book of Ruth.
这个星期我们读了这个路德记。
It takes like 15 minutes. It was fantastic.
只用了15分钟，真的是了不起啊。
Right, read it in bulk and get the big picture.
所以说呢，你要读整本书，然后呢，就得到一个大图像。
Topical.
第二，还有一个就是主题性。
When you have a problem or a question,
当你有个问题或者是有个疑问的时候
，go to get a concordance online or something.
或者就是上网去查一查个相关的圣经。
There's all sorts of internet tools that'll help with this.
这有网上有很多工具的。
And find all the verses that deal with that topic.
就是找到这些。解决这个主题的这个圣经经文。
Find out what the Bible says about the topic.
你就看看圣经是对这一个问题是怎样说的。
And then we memorize.
然后呢，还有一个就是我们要记住背诵圣经。
Gotta love scripture memory.
神是喜欢这个你记住圣经的。
Tobias, do you do any memory work?
你做有没有记住圣经啊
？Let's test. You can test them.What do you know from Scripture? The faithful?
Awesome.
Yeah. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful of Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted by his sons, or be adopted as his sons in Christ. We memorize.
好，我翻不出来。但是，他是真的是记下了这些经文。
Yeah. We got to get it in us.
我们真的要把圣经记在里面去。
How else are we going to guard against error?
不然的话，我们怎样来抵防这个错误呢
？We recently saw a brother recite 22 chapters.
我们最近看见有一个弟兄背了22章圣经。
He stood up and quoted the entire book of Revelation to us.
他把这个整个启示录都背下来了。
Fantastic.
真的是了不起。
Straight from memory.
真的就是从记忆里面背出来。
And the fifth way.
还有一个方法
my particular favorite
这个是我很喜欢的方法
study it
就是来研读
look at the grammar
看看它的这个语法
right have you ever considered doing a book report on one of the books of the Bible
有没有想到一个写一个这个哪一卷书的报告
that's okay. Right? That's okay. We can do that.
Yeah, 我们可以这样做的。
Sometimes we get the impression, oh, you don't read it for reals.
有时候我们就说，哎呀，不要真的来读啊。
Find out what the parts are. Remember the purpose, author, recipients, themes, and situation?
我们就看看是谁写的，作者、受者、背景，什么地方写的。
Right? Outline them. Outline a book.
然后把这个整个的要这个大纲写下来。
We want to get to know God in our minds through the Bible.
所以说我们要把这个神的话语放在我们脑袋里面。
And we want to get to know God in our hearts.
我们要把我们的神放在我们的心里面。
And that's where prayer, fasting, and service take place.
这个就是祷告、禁食、服事所发生的事情。
This is interior work that has got to be done.
这个就是我们内在的工作，我们必须要做的。
And then finally, Peter concludes with a burst of praise.
然后呢，彼得呢就用这个祷告祝福来结束。
Both now and forever.
他说从今直到永远。Tobias,
go ahead and move the slide.
然后。I
am so thankful for this church.
我真的是很感谢这个教会。
That's what it looked like when we bought the place.
这个就是我们买的房子的时候，就看起来像这样的。
Do you know how many people in this church came to fix that house?
你知道吗？有多少人一起来帮我来这个修这个房子？
There's probably 15 to 20 people that showed up.
可能就是15到20个人。
Dan or John, did you clean anything?
Some.
Jane, Teresa, Moses, Sarah, tons of people.
有很多人.
That place was nasty.
那个地方是很乱的.
The people in this church care about your life now and later.
所以说，这个教会的人是关心你，现在关心你，以后的生活他也关心你。
You know, it's easy to go in and help clean a nasty house like that.
你是觉得是很容易去这个房子去清扫。
It's hard to deal with a heart like that.
但是呢，对内心呢，却是不容易的。
But because the people in this church have a heart for now and later, they're willing to do that stuff with you on the inside too.
所以说，这个教会的人呢，他关心你，关心你的现在，关心你的未来，所以说他现在来关心你的内心。
Make the most of the opportunities.
所以说，你们真的是要利用你们的机会。
May we live for God, God's glory both now and forever.
所以说，我们为神而活。所以说，神的荣耀从今天直到永远。
Let's pray.
好，我们祷告。
Father God, we thank you so much for your grace in Christ Jesus. We pray that you would empower us. Not only to work on our own lives and hearts, but also in the hearts and lives of others. As we're on this mission to glorify you, give us strength, wisdom, and guard us help us to be on guard against error. We thank you for the people that you put in our lives. We thank you for your word and your blessed Holy Spirit who does this stuff. And we look to you in the great name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.